Bills Roundup, presented by Paytech Energy, your advocate for informed energy decisions.
It was a welcome sight on Wednesday as Fred Jackson returned to the practice field with his teammates just 3 weeks removed from the knee injury he suffered week one against the Jets. The big question late Wednesday was how his knee held up during the practice session.
There were some things that I liked, but there's a lot of stuff that I got to work on too. So, it's a good thing we got a week. So we'll see how it goes. Just can hopefully continue to get better. And work on the things I feel I need to.
Head coach Jane Gailey said the true gauge on Jackson's chances to play Sunday will be based on how he feels Thursday morning after the day of work. Meanwhile, the news is encouraging on C.J. Spiller. Although Spiller only did work on the side with trainers at Wednesday's practice, he is not ruling himself out for Sunday's game.
I feel good. I mean, this is a division game, man. These are the big games that you want to play in. I mean, you don't want to be on the sideline for these type games, so... You know, I want to be out there. I want to be out there trying to help my team win. And, you know, right now, the way I'm feeling, I feel like it's a good chance I could be. But like I said, it's still early. It's only Wednesday. We'll do some stuff today and, you know, see how it responds. And hopefully by tomorrow, we'll have a better understanding.
At the beginning of the week, Gailey said he thought it was unlikely that Spiller would play against the Patriots. New punter rookie Sean Powell got his first day of work with the team since he was released on final cutdown day. Powell has a big leg but faces a big first test in a pivotal division contest and knows he's replacing a respected and productive veteran.
Mona's been here for a long time, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity that I've been given. And they saw something, and I guess I came here to help our team win. If I can have half the career that Mormon's had, it'll be successful. I mean, you know, two-time Pro Bowler, all that kind of stuff. So, he was a role model to me when I was here, helped me out to get better.
As far as holding duties are concerned, Coach Gailey said it is likely to be Tyler Thigpen this week, though Powell will eventually assume those duties full-time. The locker room was still recovering Wednesday from the release of veteran captain Brian Mormon. The move was hard for some to understand.
I don't. You know, I can't say that I do because I'm not in special teams a lot. So, you know, I don't know what's going on in there. But, you know, they felt that it was a move they had to make, so they made it.
I was surprised. I guess I was surprised more of the timing of it. But, Buddy and his staff has reasons for it, and we got to respect that and move forward.
We were hoping to get more consistency, and we weren't able to get it. And he had a great preseason, and just wasn't able to get it back.
Mormon ranked 30th in the league through the first 3 weeks in net punting. Not practicing on Wednesday were Leotis McKelvin and Ravel Martin. Martin is dealing with a high ankle sprain, while McKelvin has a minor groin injury. He's expected to return to the practice field later in the week. At One Bills Drive, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup.